Racism exists. Unite to fight all inequality. I say prayer. Socialist Party National Committee. The report by the Commission on Race and Ethnic Disparities has concluded that claims of institutional racism are not borne out, and that the UK should be seen as a model for other white majority countries. The commission was set up by Boris Johnson last year following the Black Lives Matter mass movement. Predominantly young and working class black and white people took to the streets to demand justice for George Floyd and an end to racism and police brutality. On the protests, homemade placards declared that the UK is not innocent. This is the seventh report in the last 4 years looking at racial inequality in Britain. However, this 264-page report with 24 recommendations is nothing short of an insult to black and Asian workers and young people in Britain. The report caused a flurry of responses criticizing it. A day after the report was published, the Tories' advisor on race, Samuel Kasumu, resigned. How can a government commission conclude that the UK should be seen as a model when black men are 4.2 times more likely to die from COVID-19, young black men are 19 times more likely to be stopped and searched by the police, black women are 4 times more likely to die in childbirth, black people are 9 times more likely to be imprisoned, and twice as likely to be unemployed? These are just a few of the statistics. The pandemic has stripped bare the race and class inequalities that exist within capitalism. The appointment of Dr. Tony Sewell as the commission's chairman is enough to question the motive behind this report. He is well known for downplaying structural racism. Munira Mirza, the head of the Downing Street Policy Unit who oversaw the appointment of the commission panel, is a long-time and outspoken critic of government attempts to tackle structural racism. In an interview about the report, Sewell says it's concerned with getting working-class people, poor people, people who have got disadvantage towards opportunities, and that ethnic majorities are doing better than the white majority. In 2010 he said, children are undermined by poor parenting, they failed GCSE, because they did not do their homework, did not pay attention, and were disrespectful to their teachers. His language, like the language in the report, is divisive. It turns one section of the community against another and places the blame on individuals and their actions, rather than the capitalist system itself, that doesn't provide opportunities for working class and young people, that starves our schools and services of vital funding, that pushes working class families into poverty and closes down youth centers, etc. Parents are urged to be better parents, students to be better students, more emphasis on the importance of individuals helping themselves to do better, rather than relying on others, or the state. The report does recognize the influence of class. But it does so in such a way as to try and erase the experience of racism, and divert attention from how both class inequality and racism are embedded in capitalist society. Ending racism means all working class people uniting together against the capitalist system. Capitalist governments across the globe are already preparing to make working class and young people pay for the pandemic and economic crisis. With its emphasis on individual responsibility, this report is yet another weapon in the hands of this Tory government and the rich minority who own the wealth in society to divide us and maintain their profits and their system. We want to get rid of all the obstacles preventing working class people of all backgrounds from improving their lives. It is the capitalist system, based on inequalities of wealth and power, that creates those obstacles. That's why the Socialist Party is fighting for a socialist society where the huge wealth that exists is controlled by the working class in the interest of the majority. Such a society would unite the working class of all backgrounds, smash racism, and harness the skills and talents of everyone. The Black and Asian group of the Socialist Party has produced a Black Workers' Charter to start a discussion about the demands needed to fight for the rights of Black and Asian people, and what program is needed to end racial discrimination. Black Workers' Charter, a program to fight racism,